Chaz and AJ in the morning. Scott Haney, Channel 3 on the phone. Good morning.
Hello. Can I speak to Grace, please?
Hello.
She's right here.
Hi.
Hi, Grace. Where are you from?
I'm from Long Island, New York.
That, I know that. Oh. Where?
Rocky Point.
Rocky Point.
Yes.
I love Rocky Point.
Where the bread comes from. That's the best bread. Rocky Point bread. Oh, so good.
Give me some other towns.
Mount Sinai.
Yeah, it's like near Port Jeff, Miller Place.
Oh, right. Okay. Got it. Yeah, I grew up in Commack.
Oh, nice.
What do you think of, Grace, when you hear Commack, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
White trash.
I was going to say I've never met someone that I liked from Commack, except today.
Except today. Yeah. Grace.
It's being graceful. Yeah.
You know, God, this is the third Grace I've met in like the last 6 months.
Really? It's a grace period.
Yeah. Let's go back to this Commack and white trash.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Is Commack white trash?
You know, nah. No. You know, it's when people say Suffolk County, they all go, you're not from Nassau County. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, there is a stigma. Yeah.
I don't know about that anymore. I think that was a thing. I remember I got there and Suffolk County used to be considered the sticks.
Yeah.
It was like farm country, and now that's the way it was. But now it's completely built up. I mean, you can't find a plot of land.
When you sneeze, your neighbor says, "God bless you."
Exactly. Yeah.
That's how
close
the house is.
And here's your sugar bowl back.
Right.
Right.
I remember when Nichols Road was built. That's how far back ago. With Long Island. Yeah. Wasn't even there yet.
Yikes.
Yeah. Wow. That's incredible. Yeah. Nichols Road. What is that? Six,
off 347.
So what kind of people are in Commack? Is it white trash?
No, it's half Catholic, half Jewish.
Right.
Middle class.
Mixed middle class. Typical
right.
middle
why,
class.
Why hasn't Grace met anyone that she likes from Commack except for you?
Yeah, start now.
I don't know.
Rosie O'Donnell? What happened,
I
Grace?
Went to college with a bunch of people that all just happened to also be from Commack.
Oh.
And where'd you go to college, Grace?
I went to Quinnipiac in Connecticut.
Oh, yeah. It's a great school.
Yeah.
That's a great school.
It was awesome. It was just like the three people I disliked.
Oh.
Like, all happened
three
to
people,
be from there.
Oh, they were all from Commack.
Right. Isn't that funny?
Why did you dislike them?
There was, one of them was dating my roommate, and he was not nice to her.
Okay.
So that was number one.
Okay.
Girl power, right.
And then this other person I know that's from there was like, friends with this girl actually from my hometown who was a little crazy.
No.
So it was bad. She was guilty by association.
Right.
So like we'll cut her some slack. And then the other two were just like, they never did anything like outwardly like nasty, but they were just, the way they acted was so strange.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like the first person ruined it for everyone else.
Basically,
from Commack for you.
Commack is clicky. Commack is clicky. Like, the high school, like when I was in high school, it was very clicky.
Yeah,
you were either in the right clique or you were not.
So was Ward Melville,
I think that's general. I think that's a generalization for most schools.
Every high school.
Yep. Yeah, we had the jocks, we had the dirt balls. You know, the jocks were the...
Jocks and dirt balls?
The jocks were, obviously, the sports
Is that
people.
What you called them?
Yeah, we were dirt balls.
We called them dirt bags.
Yeah, we were dirt balls. Yeah, if you smoked cigarettes, your hair was long and
the rest. You were in luck. Yeah, you were in the hallway.
Yeah, you partied the weekends.
And been a part of the school no one would ever go to, and you would never go there.
Right.
So we had jocks, and we called the partiers the heads.
Okay. I've heard that before.
It was short for potheads.
Potheads,
And
then the nerds.
Right. But, who didn't fit any of the criteria. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
But, I just texted literally 10 minutes ago two of my best friends from high school.
Wow.
I mean, that's how close I am with my friends from high school.
Still.
I just texted them 10 minutes ago.
Wow.
And what are you doing for Mother's Day?
Well, unfortunately, Mom is in the hospital.
Oh.
So we need some thoughts and prayers.
Oh, man.
You got it. Big time.
Everything.
Yeah, thank you.
What's happening?
She's got some kind of blockage, and she's got a hernia, and they took her by ambulance to the hospital yesterday. So
That fresh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's not good. But, hopefully she's going to pull through. Everybody's going to keep a good thought.
Oh, my God.
She's a strong woman. She'll make it. No problem.
Yeah, she's got a strong will. So I'm heading out there today. I'm picking up my brother at the airport. He's coming in, and my other brother's there with her now. So we'll be there the weekend.
Which hospital they got her at, Stony Brook?
St. Catherine's.
St. Catherine's, okay.
How old is she?
She's going to be 94.
Wow.
Yeah, still young. You got this.
Yeah, she's still young. She's got this. I know. God bless her, right? So we're all going to keep a good thought.
Yes,
we're
of course.
Not,
yep.
Yes, we're just going to see her. She's got her mind about her, and she's making the decisions. So we'll see what happens.
Yep. Good. Good, good, good.
Yeah, so, that's what I'll be doing for Mother's Day. That's why she couldn't come on the phone with us this morning.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little busy right now.
Yeah, she's busy. She's yeah. got things.
She's busy.
Right.
Yeah, right. Yeah she, that's what she's up to, anyway. All right.
Well, thoughts
still living in Comac, by the way.
Yeah.
I heard that was all like dirtbags in Comac.
Right, yeah.
No.
Not his section. He's in the jock area.
You said. Oh, no, you said white trash.
Right, white
Sorry.
Trash.
Right.
They're going to kill me from Comac. No. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, he's kidding.
Now that you broadcast there, I'm kidding.
Yeah, they all moved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We celebrate moms because it's right. Mother's Day on
right.
Sunday.
Yeah.
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 Scott Haney, Channel 3 is on the show, and Vinny in West Haven. By the way, everybody on gets in the running to see Bob Dylan and Jimmy Vaughn.
Yes.
Go ahead, Vinny.
Awesome. Hi, how you doing today?
Hey. Good.
Well, in 1970, Mom did not have her license long. We were living in Sabre, and we came to 516 Chapel to see my grandmother and grandfather. It snowed that Easter, and Mom was afraid to drive. My brother-in-law had to come and drive the car back to Old Sabre.
Right.
Mom passed in 71. I was 13. Little brother Joe, who passed away, was 11. And my nephew, who lived with us, was 7. So it's a long time ago.
Yeah, no, it's a long
That's
time
a
ago.
That's a hell of a story, yeah.
You didn't have anything to do with their passing.
Right.
No, she died of cancer.
Oh, sorry. Just trying to make a joke here.
December 14th.
All right.
Yeah, it was rough.
Sorry, man.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Vinny.
All right. You take care.
All right. Show's been lacking laughs today.
Right, let's come on. Come on. Let's get a good mom story. Tell me, narc on mom.
I asked Scott, hey, what's going on with your mother? Oh, she's in the hospital.
Right, yeah. You
know. She's getting there where we're going over ambulance.
There. Right.
I'm like, oh, great. Right. Fantastic.
She would be laughing right now.
My mom was drunk and dropped a pie one time.
And then this guy is like, yeah, she's no longer with us. Like,
right.
Tried to make a joke. Like,
right.
No, just fell off a cliff.
Yep.
So bad.
I heard it.
It was so bad.
I heard it, yeah.
Oh.
Awkward. Yeah.
Oh,
I'm sweating for myself right now.
And exactly. Grace is like, where are you from?
She's like, what the hell is this?
Grace is inching towards the door.
Yeah. My wife is on. Hey, you will not be in the running for Bob Dylan tickets, but what do you got?
So, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. And Grace, you have a very pretty voice.
Thank you.
So my mom, this is many years ago, and Grace, I'm a nurse. I've been a nurse for a long time.
Oh, thank
and
you.
My mother had a colonoscopy. And thank God I was a nurse because they call me. Well, yes. So I go to pick her up from her colonoscopy. They say she's ready to be picked up. I go into the room. She's still in a Johnny coat. And she is still quite loopy from the sedation that she received.
Right.
And she's talking and everything like this. And she's like, I want to get up and let's go home. I said, you know, we're going to sit here for a little bit.
Right.
She's like, Jennifer, she goes, give me that over there. And I said, what? And there was like a piece of gauze on a little bedside table. My mother's going to kill me.
Uh-huh.
And so she takes the piece of gauze. She takes a piece of gauze and she sits in and wipes her back area.
No!
Disgusting.
It's absorbent.
I am going to throw up.
It's absorbent. You don't put it back.
Then after she uses said gauze, she folds it up into little quarters, and she goes, here, honey. I'm like, oh. Disgusting.
disgusting.
I'll use it later. Thanks, Ma.
Oh, my God.
What am I doing? What is this, a memento? Right. What am I doing right. with this?
This way. In heaven.
That's where Trim Asswipe comes from.
You are not going to see Bob Dylan.
And neither is my mother.
I am playing this while we're at dinner.
Oh,
Sunday.
Please, put some gauze on the table.
He's going to kill me, Jeff.
Put some gauze on the table.
So funny.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, hon.
Thanks. Say she's going to make
okay.
it float. Yeah, watch it float.
Okay. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's what
I think I blushed for her.
I did too.
Good God.
Yeah, man.
Andrea in Watertown.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I just wanted to call in, first of all, prayers for Scott's mom.
Yes.
And thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Through. My mother is 98 years old.
God bless her.
Oh, God bless.
Still going strong. The only person I know who calls mother, I have a mother who calls me at work a couple times a week and says, Andrea, can you drive me out to the bar? I'm going to play cards with the girls.
Right.
Wait, I love that.
Give me some smokes
her.
While you're at it.
Ah, so great.
Twice a week, she goes out and plays cards with the girls.
Right.
But meanwhile, the girls are in their 60s.
Right. That's what I was just thinking. Right. Her exactly. friends are probably not around, right?
All the medical marijuana, yep.
She's on to her second group of friends, correct?
Right.
Wow.
Right.
That's correct.
Wow. Yeah. God bless.
So my mother had 7 children. The story was my father would not let her drive with the first child. After she was 7 months pregnant, she drove herself to the hospital with the 7th child when she delivered.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
That's not special
was
anymore.
That's badass.
Yep.
That's it.
That's bad. I love it.
Right. Packed her own suitcase. You know, change the tire.
What's your mom's name, Andrea?
Mary.
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 Give Mary a big fat kiss from us.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll tell her. She'd love that.
Right.
Oh, my God, such a sweetheart.
Mary probably got in the delivery room and delivered the baby herself.
Right, I'll do this.
Exactly. She was like, here we go.
Get out of here. I know how to do this.
How to do it.
Yeah. Hand me that baby. I'll put the diaper on.
Stand back. I'm going to fire. Catch the kid. Catch the kid.
That's a bad visual.
What?
Andrea, thank you. You're in the running for...
All right. Happy Mother's Day, everybody.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah, I don't say thank you to
No.
I just say thanks
right.
for calling.
Exactly. Right. Okay. Yes, right.
Good, I got it.
Right. Like a cannon.
Terry in Milford.
Good morning.
What are you drinking?
Me, I'm drinking coffee.
Was that you or was it Terry?
Yeah, who's gulping?
Terry, were you just gulping something down?
Definitely me.
Oh.
Oh.
No.
Never mind, Terry.
Not I.
Never mind, Terry. Yeah.
Well, here, you guys wanted something really funny. I was the house or the mother that always had all the neighbor kids at my house.
Ah.
I swear the parents used to send their kids to my house so that they could go out.
Of course.
So funny.
But anyway... The funny part is, sometimes I would take all the kids out for pizza or burgers or whatever.
Yeah, it's not cheap.
And every time
by the way.
I live in Milford. Right. I live in Milford. So every time we would drive by Keepers, my kids would say to their friends, my mother used to work there.
Hold on. Keepers is a strip joint.
Yes.
Keepers is a strip joint.
Right, right. So what time do you work?
Yes. And my kids would tell their friends, oh, yeah, my mom used to work there.
That's so funny. I do the same thing.
But I never worked there.
No, of course. I used to tell everybody I was going to pick up my mother's paycheck at Cahoots.
Right.
Was that a strip joint?
And then the other thing is my son, when he was little, his father would take, you know, that out for Mother's Day to go get cards and whatnot for me.
Yeah.
And my son always wanted to pick out his own card. And I never got a card that was for Mother's Day. It was for a birthday or christening. So now the running joke, he's 25 now. The running joke is every holiday or every birthday, whatever. Like my birthday was in March. My son gave me a bar mitzvah card.
Nice. And congratulations, Shalom.
With a picture of his
daughter on Lyle Aquino.
Right. There's a check inside.
Yeah.
All right, good. Terry, thank you so much.
I had some kids that were humorous.
Right.
Yes. Well, have a nice Mother's Day.
Right. And good luck at Keepers.
Thank you.
Tell everyone at Keepers we said hello. You're in the running, Terry.
It's Lunch with a View.
Scott, have a great weekend and thoughts and prayers to your mom, brother. Yeah.
Thank you. I'll keep you posted.
Taylor.
Hi.
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 How are you?
Good. How old are you?
14.
Are you driving?
No, my dad's driving.
Okay. All right, good. Right. Good. I feel better about this
now.
But
you stole the car, yeah.
What are you calling in?
We're saying thoughts and prayers to Scott's mom and wishing my best mom happy Mother's Day.
Your best mom. Right. How many do you have?
Just one.
Just the one, but she's the best.
Just the one. Is she in the car?
No, she's not. She's at home with my brother sleeping.
Oh, good.
That's why she's the best. She's sleeping right now while you're going to school.
She's taking Ryan to his driver's test to get his permit.
Oh, boy.
She's living on the edge. Yeah.
What makes your mom the best?
Well, she does a lot for us, and she cooks us dinner most times than Dad.
Is she a good cook?
Yeah, she's a very good cook.
Yeah, what's her specialty? What do you like the best?
Ooh, probably her tacos.
Her tacos.
Tacos.
Can she make me some? When she wakes up, can she make me
tacos
some?
Tacos are fun.
Love tacos.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't be depressed with tacos.
Nope. All right, well, very good. What's your mom's name?
Bethany.
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 Cool.
All right. Happy Mother's Day to Sleeping Bethany.
Right, the best Bethany. The best Bethany. Taco Bethany.
Thank you, Taylor.
Thank you.
All right.
Weekend.
You too. What a great kid.
Yeah. Wish a nice weekend. It's awesome.
No, but she started with thoughts and prayers to Scott's mom.
Yep.
And she goes into her mom. She has answers to what makes your mom special.
Right, yeah.
It's fantastic.
Right, let us know. She makes great tacos.
You guys are doing a great job with her.
Yes.
Lance.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
I got a great feel-good story for you.
Love it.
I'm 58. I met my wife when I was 17 years old. I came from a broken family. She came from a good family. Her mom hated my guts when she met me.
That's a great
story.
I was
an alcoholic by the age of 17. Wow. Absolutely hated me. She calls me up one day, and she wants to pick me up and brings me in her car and says, listen, I don't want you dating my daughter. If you continue to date my daughter, I'm going to tell her older brother. I'm going to have him come after you. And anyways, I didn't end up breaking up with her. Fast forward, you know, a couple of years, my mom gave up on me. My mom abandoned me. I was homeless. Out of the love of her daughter, she took me in as a homeless person and let me sleep on her couch.
Wow.
When she realized how dysfunctional I was and what kind of family I came from, her mom kind of embraced me as kind of stepping in as a mom. And she was literally my biggest supporter. Fast forward, at the age of 47, I got sober finally. But through all that time, she supported me.
It took you that long.
Wow, 30 years.
It took me that long. It did. And for her to put up with all that, knowing that this guy's infecting my daughter, the kids, she stuck by me through all of that. She sat in as my godmother when I got baptized at the age of 21. I lost her to COVID a few years ago, and she was healthy as a horse at almost the age of 80. And I got to say, guys, I'm 58. I've been sober 9 years. And the feel-good story is, you know, I'm glad that she was a part of my life, and she made me part of who I am today. And I'm so glad to be able to call her mom, and I'm so grateful that she took me in off the streets and made me a part of her life and her family's life.
Man, that's a special woman.
She saved you, yeah.
That's a special
one. She saved me, guys.
Yep.
Holy smokes.
Yep. She's in heaven for certain.
That's a good story. I don't like the COVID part, but
right, yeah.
So I appreciate you guys letting me tell the story, and I'm really grateful for it. So guys,
no, that's good.
I appreciate you.
No, it doesn't have to be.
All the moms out there.
All the stories don't have to be funny.
Right. They can be. Yeah.
They can be.
It helps me out.
It makes it easier to make jokes.
Exactly right, yeah.
But man, why do you think it took you so long to get sober?
You know what? It's a disease, and you know what? You know what? I was ready when I was ready.
That's right.
Everything happens in God's time, and I'm glad that it happened when I was 47 because I enjoy life so much more now. And I got to spend some time with her before she passed away.
That's great.
Knowing that she was in my corner the whole time.
Yeah.
You know?
That's, you know, when you have someone in your corner no matter what.
Yeah.
It's life-changing.
And congrats on sobriety.
Yeah, keep it up, man.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks. Great story.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, we'll take one more, then we'll get the news here. Mike?
What's up?
Hi.
Hey, Mike.
I don't know. You called us.
Hey. Yeah, what's up?
He said he had a funny one. So.
Mike the liquor guy, so that's why when I just heard Mike, I didn't know if there was somebody else.
Gotcha. Mike the liquor guy.
That one, yeah.
So when I was a kid, I squirted water into a bee hole, got stung, but I was wearing corduroy pants.
All right, so B doesn't stand for butt.
Right.
Okay, good. Just want to make sure.
That'd be a different story.
Because it's a whole different story
of what attacks you next.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was wearing corduroy pants, and I ran the house and didn't realize my whole pants were covered in bees.
Oh, way to go.
So my mother runs me outside and starts beating me with a shoe to get all the bees off while we're getting stung probably 40 times. And, yeah, that's what my mom would do to get the bees off.
Right, she was beating you, yeah.
The neighbors were like, yep. Mike must have done something wrong again.
I had to go outside. Mom beat me off.
Easy.
So, what?
Really?
What?
All right, thanks, Mike.
Beat the bees off.
You got it, guys.
All right, thank you.
Mike's like, goodbye.
Hey, I'm just trying to earn a living over here.
All right, good. Lynn.
Hello.
Hello.
And goodbye.
Your turn.
Lynn.
Hi, how are you?
Oh,
excited
boy.
To be on to share my story.
Oh, good. Cool. All right, we're excited to hear it. Why don't you start?
Oh, all righty. Unfortunately, I was unable to have my own biological children. I promise I won't cry in your ear. I ended up going up against breast cancer and bladder cancer at the age of 25 years old.
Oh, my God.
Going into 8 weeks before I got married, I was diagnosed, wanted to call off the wedding, you know, knowing what I was going up against, went forward, and from there went into bladder cancer surgeries, procedures, treatment, and ended up, was told I was unable to biologically have my own children. Pretty much did everything on my bucket list, and I got a license with Department Children Family Service.
Why did you do everything on your bucket list? Were you preparing to die?
They didn't think that I was going to pull through after going through, and I ended up winning this crazy fight.
You proved them wrong.
And I realized, life is so precious. And a lot of us, we take things for granted. And I had like the biggest reality check at the age of 25 years old, you know, and it opened my eyes and I did everything that I wanted to do. And I says, knowing with my husband, we got married to have a family. And I says, oh, my God, Joe, what are we going to do? And we talked about adoption, and he says, Lynn, I'd rather save a life here than doing an overseas adoption. We went forward with getting our license with Department Children Family Services. And I said, listen, I don't want to be a foster home. I want to adopt, but you have to go through the process. So we were labeled a pre-adoptive home. And I became a mom. On yesterday was our gotcha day on May 7th, 2004, to a 6-week-old baby boy.
Wow.
I became a mom. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, God answered my prayers. Biologically, you know, I says I was willing to adopt. And I celebrated Mother's Day weekend. We picked up our son 6 p.m. on a Friday out of a foster home. And my son, Joseph, was placed with us into a pre-adoptive home to go through the process of adoption.
What did that feel like when you were walking out holding
your baby?
Your boy.
Yeah. I was crying. I couldn't
imagine, right? Jennifer,
you know,
and I picked up our cats and we were emotional.
Right?
There are two freaking cats
and
in a baby.
We buckled them in the car seat and my hands were shaking.
Oh, my God.
And just look at, and we picked them up in a Milford foster home. And as we were driving to East Haven, I'm like, thank you, God, for giving me this miracle. And I told you, when you gave me a second chance of life, I'm going to prove to you every single day of all the good, caring, and giving I could do in a lifetime. And which, if my husband, Joe Eli, was on the phone, he would tell you I'm always giving and doing. And I show up to, you know, every function. I've been at your toy drives, your food drives.
Thank you. And
I'm a listener almost 40 years. I've been listening till I'm 16 years old. So I go way back with your radio station, and I'm disabled fighting this crazy fight. I relapsed after 24 years later. But anyway, I'm positive. But I wanted to get on the radio and believe in dreams. Never give up. Blessings do happen. And we had this big celebration Saturday. I said, you know, I'm a hairdresser. I went to work. You know, my mother-in-law, Linda Eli, you know, she was ordering trays of food. So when I came home from work, we had about maybe 45 people in our home. And we're passing Joseph around. And the smiles, the happiness, like, I just will never forget. And it's 22 years later. We did our pickup with our son on May 7th, 2004. So that's 22 years ago. And I could relive every step we did.
I love that you turned this life challenge into like the most beautiful story.
Congratulations.
Thanks for sharing it.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to get on the ear and share, because to me, this was like a huge miracle. I mean, the timing, Mother's Day weekend for a woman that could never bear their own children. Like, God gave me a miracle. And I also went forward adopting two other children.
Wow.
And made a forever stay. So I am blessed, celebrating Mother's Day with two sons and a daughter, that I thank God for giving me this miracle. And I am like the proudest mom, and always so proud to have a family.
Thank you so much for coming on and sharing that.
Yeah, great story.
Beautiful.
Thank you for your time and listening. Thank you.
All right. You're in the running for the Bob Dylan tickets.
Yes. Bonus.
Thank you very much. Right. Everybody have a great weekend.
You too.
Enjoy.
Yes.
Thank you.
Happy Mother's Day to you.